hour when the heat of the day is overcome by Earth or at times by Saturn, and can no longer temper the cold of the moon, when on the dome of the eastern sky the geomancers sight Fortuna Major rising on a course on which, and soon, it will be drowned in light. There came to me in a dream a stuttering crone, squint-eyed, club-footed, both her hands deformed, and her complexion like a whitewashed stone. I stared at her, and just as the new sun breathed life to night-chilled limbs, just so my love began to free her tongue, and one by one drew straight all her deformities and warmed her dead face, till it bloomed as love would wish it for its delight. When she was thus transformed, her tongue thus loosened, she began to sing in such a voice that only with great pain could I have turned from her soliciting. I am, she sang, Cyrena, I am she whose voice is honey with such sweet enticements it trances sailing men far out to sea. I turned Ulysses from his wanderer's way with my charmed song, and few indeed who taste how well I satisfy would think to stray. Her mouth had not yet shut when at my side appeared a saintly lady, poised and eager to heap confusion on the siren's pride. Oh, Virgil, Virgil, who, she cried, is this? Aroused by her indignation, Virgil came. His eyes did not once leave that soul of bliss. He seized the witch, and with one rip laid bare all of her front, her loins and her foul belly. I woke sick with the stench that rose from there. I turned then, and my Virgil said to me, I have called at least three times now. Rise and come, and let us find your entrance. Willingly I rose to my feet. Already the high day lit all the circles of the holy mountain. The sun was at our backs as we took our way. I followed in his steps, my brow as drawn as is a man so bowed with thought he bends like half an arch of a bridge. And moving on, I heard the words, Come, this is where you climb, pronounced in such a soft and loving voice as is not heard here in our mortal time. With swan-like wings outspread, he who has spoken summoned us up between the walls of rock. He fanned us with his shining pinions, then, affirming over us as we went by, Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall have their consolation given them on high.